What's going on, guys? Welcome to Money Talks. This is episode 5, and if you are new here, my name is Kirk and I will be your host. Today we are here to talk about stocks and bonds and how they are different. So most of us are probably pretty familiar with the term stocks and bonds, but many of us likely don't know exactly what stocks and bonds actually are or how they differ. So honestly, it never really occurred to me that those are two completely different things up until I started investing. So for those of you out there who also have never really looked into it or don't quite understand what you're coming across online, I will try to break down stocks and bonds in simple man's terms, starting out with stocks. So I understand that you may already have an idea as far as what stocks are, but simply for the sake of comparison, I have decided to break down stocks in detail for this episode as well. So here's a bit of information from the book, How Money Works, as seen on pages 48 and 49. Great read so far, by the way. I definitely recommend. More on that in a future episode. So the book says, shares are units of interest in a corporation that are available for investors to buy or sell. Companies create shares in order to raise capital, which they can invest to grow their business. So how it works is, shareholders are investors who buy the shares a company creates and therefore own a part of the company. Shareholders are then entered into the company's registered shareholders, which is a list of all the investors who hold stake in it. Investors buy shares for capital growth, hoping the underlying value or price of the shares will rise, and for income if the shares pay dividends. Share prices rise and fall based on a company's financial performance, general economic news, and market sentiment, which is basically just how investors feel about a company or the wider economy. If a share price fluctuates in a short space of time, it is said to be volatile. If one company's share price is volatile, it can indicate investor worries about that company. And if volatility affects all share prices, it can indicate instability in the entire market. And so that was stocks. Now we move on to bonds. And yes, the following information is found in How Money Works on pages 50 and 51. So the book starts off by saying, companies and governments sell bonds to raise money without issuing shares. They are effectively fixed-term loans bought by investors who receive interest until the end of that term. So how it works is, bonds are securities for long-term debt, although they are not always held until the end of that term. The price of a bond rises and falls depending on current interest rates and how likely investors feel the bond issuer is to repay the initial sum invested. There are different kinds of bonds such as savings bonds, company bonds, and government bonds, which are also known as U.S. Treasury securities, and some can even be traded between investors. In savings bonds, investors deposit a lump sum with a retail savings institution, such as a bank. They receive regular interest and are repaid the original sum in full. In other types of bonds, repayment of the original sum is not always guaranteed since the issuer could go bust. Because of the risk of government default is so small, government bonds are seen as the least risky bond type. The book also says that when choosing a bond, investors must balance the total sum received in interest against the likelihood of the capital sum, which is the initial cash investment, actually being repaid at the end of the term. They must also decide whether a bond offers good value by analyzing its current yield. This compares the interest paid by the bond with its current value on the secondhand market. So although bondholders have a slightly higher chance of being paid than shareholders, if a company does collapse, there is no guarantee of payment. So here's some words you may need to know when reading about bonds, which is face value, market on par value, coupon, yield, savings bonds, and securities. So face value is the initial price at which the bond was issued. The market on par value was the price at which the bond is traded. The coupon is the amount of interest paid to bond investors. The yield is a general term that relates to the return on capital invested in a bond or a stock. A savings bond is a cash deposit on which a regular interest rate is paid. And finally, securities are financial instruments such as bonds that can be traded. So typically bonds are bought not specifically because of their speculated return, but because of the certainty of their return. Bonds are typically issued by a company to accredited investors or investors with substantial amounts of money to buy those bonds. So they aren't exactly easy to get a hold of for the average person. In fact, it's nearly impossible, but there is a path you can take as an alternative. So that is bond ETFs. Personally, I don't hold any bond ETFs due to the low returns, but if you're someone who's looking to add security to their portfolio, there are a number of bond ETFs out there, such as the Vanguard Total Bond ETF, ticker symbol is BND. Same investment company that manages VOO and VTI, by the way. So although bonds are a pretty safe investment, in my opinion, they don't perform well enough to be in my portfolio, and they aren't really something that I'd recommend, especially not for young investors that have much better opportunities out there. But bonds are usually ideal for older people nearing or during their retirement wanting a safe investment. So this episode was less about selling you on bonds and more about educating people on what exactly they are. So having said that, I hope you learned something today, and I recommend that you check out episodes 1 through 4, as well as new episodes Tuesdays at 9 a.m. to learn even more. Thank you all for tuning in. This was episode 5 of Money Talks. I really do appreciate everyone who has been tuning in and watching the episodes. I really hope that I am helping some young investors out there who maybe are just getting started. You're trying to learn more about the market. You're trying to learn more just in general. You want to educate yourself. I really respect that. And I'm super glad that I could be in the position to help you do so. So with that being said, be looking out for new episodes Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and I will see you in the next one.